Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Did Aditi respond, by the way, or no?
No. She might be on a cruise somewhere. She might just be blissfully living her life unaware.
Okay, I like the first part. You're like, yeah. She's on a cruise. She clearly can't answer my text.
No, what I mean is...
She could never intentionally not answer my text.
She could be doing anything other than reading my text.
Okay, good. I'm glad you fixed that up for us.
Now, that said, I think I'm responding to Kenny Pickett's aunt.
Oh, you did? You got in the ring?
I think I'm about to. All right, but I need to know.
Wait, are you about to, or is it the preemptive? We're getting ready to. Are we going to talk it out now? I think you should totally get in the mud with Kenny Pickett's aunt. Yes, I do.
The worst. I never should.
Kenny Pickett's aunt. What's the worst that could happen?
We get the Pickett Mafia after me.
Oh yeah, because they're deep. Yeah, right.
You already had the Trubisky's come after you.
That's true.
I'm Ernie McCracken.
I got mean mugged by the Trubisky clan here in the Halley Building.
Yeah,
I got all that jumped. I'm just kidding.
You're telling on that always is confusion to me because I'm like they might just not have known who you are and they just walked past and
I got dirty
looks.
I got mean mugged.
Come on.
If you had been there, you would have blown this into. I almost got in a fist fight with Mitchell Trubisky and his dad.
Listen, I was there when you walked past the stripper and her handler, and that guy definitely. Mean mugged you, okay? Because you told her, oh, I almost wore that dress today, and you got the mean mug. So like, I've been around when mean mugs exist. I know
she did.
The
stripper laughed.
I know she did. Her guy did not laugh, but she laughed.
And by the way, she could have been an escort. We don't know. We're projecting the stripper part of that story.
That's where the story takes a turn. Yeah, that's where it is. So I do think you should get in the mud, though. Now it is. Arguing with Kenny Pickett's aunt belonged to the morning show. Is that an exclusive to them, or is it one of those things? Are you latching on to their fight at this point?
This is a fair point, a fair thing to bring up here. So she responded directly to one of our videos,
right.
And then lumped us in with the mornings.
I know, but acted, she was already going after the morning show this morning.
So this is a two-parter. On one hand, I don't think Ken wants to go at a family member, you know, linked to the Browns.
But you're our guy.
If somebody's dumb enough to do it, it's Nick Wilson.
What if Kenny Pickett turns around and be great?
It's going to be a long couple years.
Today's show alone has done wonders for you if that happens.
But I guess. Like, there's a part of me that I don't think... So the one part is, I think Ken and Anthony have already passed on this because decorum or ethics or their high road or something. I've never heard of those things before, but somebody can explain. I can give the AI overview of them, maybe in between segments. But the other is, it's kind of weak. Like, I kind of feel like I don't want to punch too hard here because some of this is playful to me, but she's like... She was spotting, like lumping you, lumping all of our shows together. They're a little hurt over the clown comment. It's like, lady, I work a public job. I'm fat. Clown is the. That's not an insult. This is not Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. I'm a clown. Do I amuse you? No. Clown is like the limpest thing you can call me.
Yeah,
isn't even going to do anything for me.
It just rolls off. It's water off your back. It just doesn't really even do anything.
Like, I don't know. There's something you can call me that I'll be like, hey, that hurt. I'm emotionally dead inside. That's not entirely true. But when it comes to people insulting me, I'm a little dead inside. So can I read the tweet before we get to the Darius thing? Can I read the tweet
that you're debating to send? You know where I'm going to be. I'm the devil on your shoulder right now. Yeah. I'm going to say send it. Unless it's too soft. I don't want you being too soft out
here. It's true. That's a real thing for guys our age.
They have pills for that.
All right. So I said,
I hope somebody brings a succulent.
So she said that they never watch Kenny Pickett. They automatically make assessments.
The problem is we watch too much of Kenny Pickett, but okay.
So my response was, I watched Kenny in Pittsburgh. He was unplayable level bad because of his limitations as a player. You are his aunt, and I respect that you love and defend your nephew. Also, I've been called way worse than a clown.
I like that you call out as if she needs the descriptor. It's isn't it the inner handle like real Auntie Kelly? You're like, yeah. You are his aunt?
No. No, I'm saying I respect the fact that you... You know what? How about this?
Yeah, let's tighten this up a little bit.
All right. I respect... God, now you... I felt...
I'm not just going to cabin boys you and tell you the first insult you have at Ken is the right insult, okay? Like, you have to...
What, Ken?
Yeah, on Friday, you said you consulted with your cabin boys to make sure that the Nick Chubb line was the right one, and you looked around and the room was like, no beating that one. That's a good one. I'm not those guys. I got to give you the truth. You got a lot of bobbleheads over there at that cabin. They massage Nick Wilson's...
What did they massage?
Easy now.
You backed yourself into a corner.
That was very well done, but easy now.
All right, get back into it.
I respect that you love and... Now I feel like it's a TED Talk. I respect that you love and defend your nephew. Also, I've been called so much worse than a clown.
I don't even know that this is worth it.
Yeah, I think
only,
you're right.
Only because you like established your take in the video up above.
Should I just
respond? Your take is very well established.
Should I just respond? He sucks. I've watched him. Get over it.
Oh, now that's mean.
Wait, how is that worse? Now
that is, whoa.
How is that worse?
I mean, talk about just dropping the bomb on Aunt Kelly over here.
Okay, so I'm either Mike Tyson or I'm Lenny the Limp Wrist. Like, what are we doing here?
Go for Tyson. Come on. Glass jaw. Let's find out the glass jaw on Aunt Kelly.
216-474.
Hey, she's out here in these Twitter streets. She knows what could potentially happen.
I'm trying so hard not to make so many different jokes. I'm not going to ask the crowd. I'm not going to ask the crowd whether I should or should not.
I like the really aggressively mean one. Just don't sign off with it like you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Don't do anything like that. But what you had was perfect. Yeah, it sounded like an elephant. What you had was perfect.
Now, the fact that you're so on board with it makes me think twice. I think we've somehow positioned you.
What's the worst that happens?
Somewhere between. I have to have a tiff with perfect hair Kenny Pickett.
What's the worst that happens? Well, first off, you don't think Kenny knows that his aunt yelling at people on Twitter all day long might just be a little problematic to begin with?
No, I don't think Kenny thinks about that at all. No. I guarantee you Kenny has no thoughts on Auntie Kelly.
On Auntie Kelly and having all of her...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No. This is not the first thing she's probably been really vocal about. If she's going to,
I think there might be more problematic things. Looking at her tweet history,
so maybe
she might have a bigger problem with being associated with.
Maybe she gets the benefit of the doubt, and that's just who she is. So we just kind of accept it, and it just is what it is. But this is probably going to cause a headache for Kenny at some point. Because I don't know that it's because of today, but at some point, someone with the Browns is going to be like, hey. Got to tell your aunt not to go after the local radio people because that's just not going to go well for her. Like, this is not the fight that you want right now.
So you and I, under the tutelage of the guy who used to sit in this chair, Adam, you and I know that there's a part of me that sometimes when I think about pulling my punches, I think, what would Adam do? Because I always thought Adam was very brave for some of the things he's said. He also... levels the hammer.
Adam,
and the
Adam
problem
would,
is,
he would have hit the set button and then just done the segment as if it didn't happen.
He would have been like, I love and respect that your family bond is complete.
Yeah.
You're a moron! Get the hell out of here!
And I would have loved it. I would have loved every second of it.
It's so funny. I was so close to hitting send on that damn tweet right as we were coming back. And I was like, nah, it'll be content. And now I'm not even sure. Because now I'm afraid for a fair few minutes there, I was afraid I was just going to come off like the absolute gimpiest gimp to ever gimp. And now I'm like, I might start another war with Iran if I send the wrong tweet. Like, that's where we're a little worried about.
Just be prepared. She's not going to back down.
They say that about Aunt Kelly.
We've seen some of the tweets. She is going to go as far as this thing needs to go.
If only we could say the same thing about Kenny Pickett throws.
Listen, we already weren't going to get Kenny Pickett on at training camp or anything because he called him baby hands all the time.
And tiny baby hands.
So we just that was already out of the equation. We can't. Dylan Gabriel's not coming on because I call him an Oompa Loompa, and Kenny Pickett's not coming on because you pick on his baby hands. And so we're just left with Shador and Joe Flacco, which, to be honest, Only two I want to talk to anyway.
Can I tell you, there's a part of me, it's a real part of me, that wonders if we're already punching down because she's the aunt of Kenny Pickett.
Have we confirmed it actually is the aunt? It'd be really funny if it wasn't actually the aunt of Kenny Pickett. She just made like an account and just was like, this is what I'm going to do today.
I mean, because it's Twitter, she is verified.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, got the blue check mark.
Well, who am I to argue with a blue check mark then?
Cares
who am I
enough to argue about it to pay for
with
it?
Someone that paid $98 to go ahead and get that service.
That's true. Probably also owns a Tesla. Well, because she likes giving Elon her money. I wasn't trying to make a political statement there.
I don't know. It's not. It's, if Kenny bought it for her, that's not a very wise investment because it's not like he's going to make a lot of money in the future in the
he
NFL.
He should be saving it.
He's got. Yeah, if he doesn't want to have to work again.
No, he's a bad quarterback. He'll be co-hosting a podcast with Diana Rossini in 3 months.
Diana.
I got good hair.
What are we doing?
I got good hair, but my hands are tiny. Diana.
Talk about my baby hands.
Nobody holds clipboards like me, Diana. Can you imagine? You know what I want to do? I want to find out whatever clipboards they hold for the Browns, and I want to get one that's 20% larger than normal. And then I want to find a way to slide it into Kenny's locker. So when he's holding the clipboard on the sidelines, it looks comically large in his tiny baby hands.
I think it naturally will look that way anyway. I think we'll be all right.
I thought you were going to go the other way with it and buy a slightly smaller one to give him a complex of like, is this too small? Or like, this finally fits right in my hands.
So did you hit send or no?
See, no, I deleted it. And I didn't delete it, but I X'd out of it, and I thought, we'll live to fight another day. At 3:37, I'll make the decision.
So it's still in the drafts is what you're saying?
No, I clicked out of it.
Oh, because I like the one you had written.
No, I didn't have that one written. I just riffed it, and then you thought it was
your riff was way better than anything else you had written down.
Yeah. 216-474.
Maybe you should do that on Twitter. You should just start. You should do the voice to text for Twitter.
No, because every month I get some email reminding not just me, but everyone internally is like, remember, people do get fired for social media.
Oh, good spin.
Yeah.
It's funny how we can talk about things on the radio, but if we put it out on Twitter, all of a sudden we're the problem.
I think we might still be the problem.
I don't know, man. Radio, you can do a lot on these airwaves. But when it comes to Twitter, it's just like, don't do that.
On air.
Don't do that.
The Shadil conversation was one of the funniest we've had. You put it on Twitter and it really went a different direction.
That's why I like this. That's why I like this medium.
It's a really good point out of you, by the way.
That's why I like this medium so much. Not as much the other one.
I don't really have anywhere to go here.
No.
216-474-0092.
Thanks, Aunt Kelly.
Is it unfair to write Kenny Pickett off for being a scrub in a bum and not very good at football and probably being a career backup who will probably stay in Cleveland probably maybe 1 year tops? Is that unfair? Is what I'm saying unfair that he's no good at football?
Well, so think about it, though. This is a bet on your take to begin with anyway.
So it's really doubling down.
I mean, like, listen, if you think it's like a 1% chance that Stefanski can turn Kenny Pickett into Geno Smith, into Sam Darnold, and it really was just Matt Canada that ran him into the ground, that 1% chance is holding you back, then it holds you back. But if you really think and believe in your take, you would send this tweet off to Aunt Kelly and not even concern yourself with it.
That's such a manipulative way of spinning that.
You wouldn't even have to concern yourself with it.
I might be abrasive.
You believe in the take.
I might be brunt force, all right? I might be too much, too extra all the time. I'm not manipulative. There's a little bit of slippery wizard to you some days.
Well, I mean.
Hey, guys, what do you think's tinier? Kenny Pickett's hands or the percentage of votes he got from Browns fans when we asked if you had to pick a quarterback most likely to be on the roster in a year or two, which one are you putting your money on?
Are we going off the inches for the hand? Because his inches are 9. Less than 9 is usually the term. I think it's like 8.5.
I don't need the extra quarter inches. Inch.
There's no way he got 8.5% of the vote.
3.5.
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
Just like the size of his hands. Timing might be everything. With the Cavs and Darius Garland, I mean it this time. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.